Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest news on KJAN. Two Arizona residents face felony drug charges after being stopped on Interstate 80 late last month, and their vehicle found to contain more than 18 pounds of powder methamphetamine with a street value of several hundred thousand dollars. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 24-year-old Andre Sanchez and 27-year-old Alexis Velasco, both of Tempe, Arizona, were stopped at 5 p.m. on February 27th after a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office deputy reportedly clocked Sanchez's 2015 Chrysler 200 traveling at 74 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone on the northeast side of Council Bluffs near the mile marker 7 on Interstate 80. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said the couple told the deputy that the sedan was rental and they were headed to see family in Des Moines. The deputy became suspicious when the couple's answers weren't consistent, so he asked for and received consent to search their vehicle. During the search, the deputy found 18.5 pounds of meth hidden in numerous compartments throughout the vehicle. The latest figures indicate the meth had a street value of around $421,800. A preliminary hearing for the couple took place on Thursday. A jury trial has been scheduled for 9:30 a.m. on May 17th. They remain in Pottawatomie County Jail with bond set at $100,000. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Friday night of an Atlantic man on multiple charges. At 11:23 p.m., officers arrested 21-year-old Christian Lee Meek of Atlantic in the 200 block of 3rd Avenue in Red Oak. Meek was charged with possession of a controlled substance marijuana, a serious misdemeanor, possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor, and was also cited for open container of alcohol as a passenger. Meek was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. The Cass County Auditor's Office late Friday afternoon updated the roster of candidates who have filed certified nomination papers for the June 7th primary election. By the end of the day, there were three Republicans running in each of the Board of Supervisors districts 1 and 4. The latest addition was Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green, who is running for the District 1 supervisor's seat. He faces a challenge from Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones, who filed nomination papers on Monday, and Dale Retallick, who threw his hat into the ring on Tuesday. No Democrats have filed for the seat thus far. Another candidate also threw their hat into the ring for the District 4 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors. Todd Hanson, a Republican from Atlantic, filed nomination papers Friday for the seat left open when Chuck Reakin decided against running for re-election. Hanson joins fellow Republicans Steve Beyer and Barry Moore in the District 4 race, heading into the June 7th Cass County primary election. No Democrats have filed for the seat. The filing period opened this past Monday and closes at the end of the day on March 30th. Republican Frank Waters is vying for re-election to the Board of Supervisors in District 5, and County Auditor Dale Sunderman, as well as Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren, have both filed for re-election on the Republican ticket. No Democrats have filed for any of those positions. Iowa's senior U.S. Senator has filed the paperwork needed to run for a seventh term. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Senator Chuck Grassley's office says the Republican has submitted more than 20,000 signatures to get on the June 7th primary ballot to the Iowa Secretary of State's office. Grassley was required to file only 3,331 signatures to qualify. A news release announcing the filing of the signatures says the extraordinary number of signatures reflects Iowans' recognition that Chuck Grassley works hard on the issues that are important to them. Grassley, who has served in the Senate since 1981, has come under fire nationally over his decision to not hold any hearings on a new Supreme Court justice until after the presidential election. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
In other news, officials with the Iowa Department of Public Safety on Friday released the name of a man involved in a standoff Wednesday night that ended with him being shot by a Crawford County Sheriff's deputy. The suspect was identified as 45-year-old James Scott Champion. Champion is still recovering from two gunshot wounds to his torso at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Crawford County Deputy Lieutenant Corey Utek has been identified as a deputy who returned fire when Champion allegedly fired a round just before the standoff ended. Lieutenant Utek is an 11-year veteran of the Crawford County Sheriff's Office. Following their procedures, Lieutenant Utek is currently on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Champion is facing two counts of assault on a police officer with a dangerous weapon, a Class D felony. The incident began at around 6:20 p.m. on Wednesday when a concerned citizen called authorities requesting a welfare check on a male subject residing at the Schleswig Manor Apartments in Schleswig. When deputies arrived at the apartment complex, Champion, who was inside the building, allegedly pointed a long gun at the deputies and threatened to shoot them if they didn't back away. Deputies evacuated the other residents of the apartment complex as a precaution. Despite attempts to negotiate with the man at around 11:45 p.m., nearly 4.5 hours after the standoff began, Champion opened a door and pointed the long gun in the direction of officers before firing a single round. The investigation is still ongoing by the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Iowa Department of Natural Resource officials say a pipeline company is working to contain a gasoline spill in Sioux City that reached a drainage ditch. Magellan Pipeline officials reported the spill Friday morning after finding a leaking pipe between tanks at their Sioux City bulk petroleum facility. The estimate that nearly 30,000 gallons of gasoline was released. It is unknown how long the pipe leaked. The company contained the spill before it could reach the Floyd River, but some fuel soaked into the ground and flowed into a tributary of the river. Magellan plans to evacuate the contaminated soil, or excavate, excuse me. The company has set up booms to recover gas that spilled into the creek, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency was scheduled to be on site Friday afternoon. A federal judge in Cedar Rapids has sentenced two brothers who own companies that distribute and certify halal food products after they pleaded guilty to federal charges. The U.S. District Court Chief Judge Linda Reed sentenced Midamar Corporation President Jaleel Iosi on Friday to 1 year and 1 day in prison after he pled guilty to conspiring to commit fraud. He admitted that labels on meat products and documents exported to Malaysia and Indonesia were falsified. He must resign from the company. His brother, Yahya Iosi, received 3 years of probation after he pled guilty to selling misbranded meat products. He may continue as the head of Midamar. Their father, Midamar founder Bill Iosi, was sentenced in February to 2 years in prison after being convicted of similar charges. It's time to spring forward again as the country makes the switch to daylight saving time. Like those in almost all other states, Nebraskans and Iowans will trade an hour of sleep starting Sunday morning for an extra hour of sunlight in the evening. The government expanded daylight saving time in 2007 in an effort to save energy. It now begins on the second Sunday in March and continues until the first Sunday in November. The official change occurs at 2 a.m. Sunday local time. Although people often change their clocks before going to bed Saturday night, daylight saving time ends on November the 6th. And that's a look at some of the latest in local news this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Vivian P. Lane, age 88 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Vivian P. Lane will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Tracy Pickrell Mavis, age 44 of Greenfield, died Monday in Creston. Funeral services for Tracy Mavis will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. A luncheon will be held immediately following this formal or the funeral services at the church. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Luella A. Adams, age 85 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Luella A. Adams will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Chapel in Atlantic. Elva Joy Haas, age 97 of Missouri Valley, formerly of Griswold, died on Monday at the Longview Home in Missouri Valley. Funeral services for Elva Joy Haas will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mita Hempel, age 91 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mita Hempel will be held on Monday at 2:30 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gerald Brandell Harvey, age 88 of Stewart, formerly of Redfield, died March 4th at the Willow Assisted Living in Stewart. Funeral services for Gerald Brandell Harvey will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. Bill Casey, age 102 of Ida Grove and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Horn Memorial Hospital in Ida Grove. A Mass of Christian Burial for Bill Casey will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Max Pangburn, age 79 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life services for Max Pangburn will be held on Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.